What's up, y'all? Got a banger from SOS Cast. Let's get straight into it.
You're on a business trip. You guys are businessmen. You're doing your thing. You're traveling. You meet this beautiful girl. She's classy. She's successful. She's smart. You really enjoy her company. She's 27 years old. She's an accountant. She makes 100 grand a year. And she has a 3-year-old son. The good news is he's potty trained. Where do you gentlemen with no kids that I know about go from here? McQueen.
She's done.
Recreational use only.
She's just getting hit and that's it.
Back. So you're banging her?
Yeah, for sure.
And then what happens?
And then sayonara, bitch, you know?
That's
would
it.
You lie to her to get in her pants? Or would you be like, yeah, I'm only here to fuck? Like.
Well, I mean, if I do I know that she has a kid from the get-go?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
Then, yeah, no, I mean, I'm just immediately just trying to fuck. That's it, for sure.
That's it.
Would you tell her that?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. David?
The thing is, with a single mom, you wouldn't even have to tell her that. She would know what the game is.
You meet this girl, what do you do?
I made this mistake last time. Found out the hard way. That's actually kind of how I came upon some of these podcasts about the
really?
Red pill stuff. Yeah.
What was the situation?
I'm sorry.
Single mom had been divorced. I think the problem is that men look at that very differently than the women do. It's hard to get our perspectives to be aligned, right? So her perspective was very defensive. It wasn't, I made bad choices in life that brought me here. I'm grateful someone's given me a chance. It was, my kid's amazing. I'm amazing. You're lucky to be here. It was very hard to get on the perspective I had, which was, this is definitely not ideal. Mm-hmm. I'm going out of my comfort zone. I'm expecting quite a bit of appreciation on it. And they were like, I don't owe you anything.
Thanks, feminism. Right? Am I right?
And it was like, that was a bad investment.
Troy, you're at the club.
The thing is, most modern single moms feel the same way. They think the same thing. You are just lucky to be with me and little Jason. You're lucky to have his little poop-filled diapers around you.
You meet this gorgeous girl.
And sorry ahead of time, I'm a little under the weather, but the grind doesn't stop.
Well, you know her situation. She's got the 3-year-old. His name's Dylan, by the way.
Oh, nice.
What are you doing with the girl?
I mean, look, I wouldn't want to get into something serious with a woman who has a kid. That's just no disrespect to single mothers. That's just in my life. That's just not something that I would want to take on. So it would have to be casual, and I would make that pretty clear up front.
You'd be up front. You're not going to do the McQueen approach where you just gotcha, bitch.
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, the way that I tend to move, I'm not going to be sitting down with her. You know, if this is kind of a one night stand situation, sitting down to her, right, just to be clear, these are the terms of our engagement. I'm not going to be that sort of specific about it, but she's going to kind of know from my vibe. She's going to get the idea, because I'm traveling a lot anyway. Do you know what I mean? So the whole setup is not going to be one that is likely to be leading towards something long term. But so that would be my answer. I mean, effectively the same as McQueen's, but I'd probably soften the blow a little
Kevin,
bit.
Kevin, do you have a different response?
I don't avoid single moms. I've dated a few single moms, but I've found a selfish trait amongst most of them. There's not one single mom that I haven't dated who has not said something to the effect of, you know, what's important about you being around is I want my kid to see his or her mother being loved right. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, what do you want to fucking make out in front of the kid? He's already confused enough as it is. He's wondering, where's dad and who the fuck is this? That's all the kid is wondering. Any of us that had step parents and shit, most of us met our step parents like 3:00 in the morning, somebody's drunk, and it's like, son, Jim is here because your father ain't shit. And it's like very confusing.
Yeah, it's such a bad environment to put a child in. But do you know the number one thing that leads to child abuse amongst families? The number one thing. Let me know if you know in the chat right now. We'll take a break so you guys can see. I'll open up this water because I really need it. But the number one thing that is the common denominator for child abuse is a step-parent. You see now why men don't want to be stepdads? Is because it's a bad gig. It's a really bad gig, and more times than not, you're going to get a really short end of the stick. It's just really not worth it for a lot of guys, and especially guys that have built like themselves up to be a high-value guy, six-figure earner, to be in good shape, to have options of women. It's not a good idea for you to go wife up one of these single moms, man. It's really not. It's just a bad deal for you, bro. I know the dating scene sucks, but so does getting hurt in an accident. Have you ever found yourself involved in a personal injury case? As an image consultant, I meet a lot of clients who are actually recovering from all sorts of injuries, from car accidents to workplace injuries. And I was actually surprised to see at how many people lose their personal injury cases, which is why I want to talk about Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. They specialize in a wide variety of personal injury cases, and they've won thousands of big cases. And if you do end up working with them, they're going to fight for the money that you deserve. Just recently, Morgan & Morgan solidified verdicts in Florida for $12 million and $26 million in Philly. That's up to 40 times the highest insurance offer. And I'm telling you, your case could be worth millions. And the best part is, it's all free unless you win your case. Now, if you've also been the victim of a personal injury or a serious accident, you can visit www.forthepeople.com/Levi, found in the description below, where you can start your free claim today.
So I really do take children and their youth and upbringing and innocence very serious. So really, I don't give a shit what the mom wants. I'm thinking in terms of like what's best for the kid that you have. I'll think for your kid before you do and think all this is going to bring him is confusion. You need to completely keep these worlds separate if you're going to fuck with
So you're saying that she should not date anymore?
No.
Or she's saying she should stay with the guy?
No,
what's
but a
solution?
Lot of them are probably not you because you're, you know, just savage
I was like,
and shit.
Very
yeah, no, I know. You're different in every
situation.
Way and that's why everybody loves you. But I mean, no, but this eagerness to like find the replacement stepdaddy thing is I've never not come
last across, question for the guys and then I'm going to turn it over to the girls. Would it be different, would you have a different perspective if you actually had a kid already? So you're almost doing like a Brady Bunch situation.
Yeah,
all
but I don't.
These guys don't.
No.
So no.
No.
So you're just not trying to raise someone else's kid.
No, because it's like now if I have my own kid, now I got two little niggas I got to take care of.
Oh shit.
Yeah. Well, dude, you're just playing another man's save game. It's like hitting on blackjack when you're at 20. It's just a bad deal, bro. When you could go out there and get a woman who's younger, more fit, feminine, friendly, cooperative, submissive, no kids, who can get on your page, who you can start a family with. Just being a step parent, you don't have the authority over the child that you typically would have.
Nobody wants that.
And same thing. Now my kid's wondering where's mom and who's this thought.
Got it.
Okay. Same thing.
Troy, if you had a kid, would you be a little more comfortable?
No, because I came from a, you know, I my parents divorced and then we got sort of put together into another family. And I mean, it, you know, that was problematic. It's not always like Kevin was saying. I mean, when you think about the kids in these situations being brought up, you know, that there can be a lot of problems in those situations. So I would be very, even if I had a kid, I'd be very wary about just sort of like shoving
it
together.
Here's where I need your help. How many people here have kids? Tracy? Janelle? So there's two of you ladies. Okay. Don't look around. Look right at me. Raise your red or your green. Should men date single moms? Hold it up high. Hold it up high.
Stupid.
Pixie? We have...
Stupid.
Okay, guys, I don't flicker it.
They're in between.
We have red.
Okay, yeah, so it's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Okay, yeah, it's kind of like a good split.
We have green, 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 green. So most of it is green. 4 or 5 of you is red. So Tracy, you put your green up because you're a single mom.
Yes.
Sell us.
Because you're a freaking single mom.
On why one of these gentlemen should be your new boy toy, baby daddy situation.
No, I think that there's people in the world for everybody. I don't think anyone should be my son's father. I think someone that's going to come to my life will love me and eventually end up loving my son. But I am not looking for a baby daddy. I am looking for a partner.
Well, because you already have a baby daddy.
I'm listening
and
very
that's the
closely
difference.
To this one.
So nobody's replacing that.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
So what would you say to the guy that's like, I don't even know. You're hot, you're cool, you're great. I can't even get over the fact that you have a kid, and as dope as you are, I'm mentally blocked.
Then that
what
means that that's not the person for me.
Not quite what I was saying, but go ahead. Okay. Yeah.
But here's the thing. Then that means that's not the person for me. But what if most men think that way? Does that mean that you're wrong still? Why is it always they think that that's not the man for me then? If he doesn't think that way, that's not the man for me. No. What if you're not the woman for him?
Shots fired!
What if you're not fit? Why don't they ever take any, like, accountability on this and say, you know what, I'm the problem, I shouldn't have had a kid out of wedlock, stuff like that. I just don't get that.
Can I jump on what you said? Because I have a lot to say, and I'll be brief, but I want to make a few points. First of all, you guys are all obviously talented and very much so respected in your field, including yourself. And I know your battle with having children back and forth. But
what's my battle?
Well, you said you're ambivalent.
I'm going to have kids one day.
Yeah, one day, you were always like asking your friends, you really like it? Like, you know.
What's sex, guys? Okay. I've never heard of this thing. What do you do with
complimenting us when they're naked?
First of all, as there's a lot of single moms who have given single moms like myself a really bad rap. Single mom. And they use men for resources and they put their children before their...
I'm going to keep it a buck. She looks like Jafar.
Or serious committed persons, whoever, if they're married or not, before their needs, like their spouse's needs, right? And I don't agree with that, if it's a long-term serious thing. So I think that that's to be said for why probably a lot of you, and more reason you said, I don't want to raise two kids. And that's honest, and I appreciate that. However, what I will say, the men that I've met and that I've dated and that have proposed to me, they wanted to marry me and they wanted to be a stepfather to my son if I wanted that, right? Now, the thing about me that's different from most women is even though I'm very masculine in how I'm speaking now because I'm trying to make a point, I'm very feminine. And I let the man take the lead. And I don't try to say, my son and I are so cool, we're the best. No, I let a man be gracious to me because I'm feminine and I serve his needs. I make sure his sexual needs are served. I make sure...
The lie detector test determined that was a lie. And you want to know why? Because if you were truly feminine and all these great qualities that you'd have, you would have a man. But you ain't. You're a single mom. Single mom.
Sure that his tummy is full. And my son never goes without, trust me. He's been to 14, 15 countries already. Yeah. So I think the difference is that some men, no disrespect to y'all,
right,
are not cut out for that because it takes a very extremely high alpha man, I think, that would be willing to say, listen, I saw all of you grimace. I watched all your facial expressions. Hold on, let me finish. Let me finish momentarily. That will be willing to step in and raise someone else's son. That takes a very brave, bold man. And there are men out there in the world who will do it when they see the value of a woman that's serving them and saying,
bro, if it takes a real alpha to be a stepdad, then it takes a real feminine woman to not be a baby mama. Single mom. Like, you can't just throw that around without us expecting us to put the mirror up in front of you. A real woman, a real submissive feminine woman wouldn't be out there having a bunch of kids by men that she ain't married to. Just saying.
Listen,
Did you say that there were men that wanted, openly came into your life and wanted to help raise your kid?
Yes.
Where are they now?
Well, I was going to tell
Why
you.
Why didn't they make the cut?
Well, first
of all, because it's so alpha.
Hold on. First of all, I didn't choose that. And here's
you got all these high-value men barking up your tree. Well, where are they at?
Why? And I won't get into my personal. I'll just give you one example. He's very famous. He's in the personal development world. He's on Tony Robbins' stage, more than Tony is. So if you know the Tony Robbins world, you know who he is. And he's your color. Anyways, he was a lot older than me, and he didn't want to have more children. And I do. I'm going to have at least one or two more. So for me, that was he was very invested in my son. But I said, you know what? I'm waiting for that person who wants to build our own family, too. He adopts my son, and we have one together. And so that's what I'm doing. And so I'm right now choosing to give my son a beautiful life. He travels with me around the world. I run my business. He gets to go to my retreats, etc. And that's what I do. And so I know I'm...
Baby girl, you every bit of 45. You ain't having no more babies. Geriatric pregnancy at 35. I can tell by that face card. You at least every bit of 40.
Rare, but I do think it's a huge miss opportunity that men are passing on really good single moms like myself because they feel
passing up on a bunch of used cars. Are you kidding me, bro?
Some type of way about it. And like she said, that's your prerogative. But you're also missing the most feminine, nurturing woman on the planet, or that I've been told. Stop the
cap. That a girl. Troy, and then I'm going to come.
If she was so feminine and nurturing, why couldn't she keep her man?
Back to you ladies for a question. Go ahead.
So, I completely respect what you said, and, you know, you're a very inspiring woman, and it's great to hear you say that. I mean, my comment on that is, firstly, what you're doing is what a lot of women will do, which is kind of recontextualizing what alpha is. So I'll say, no, an alpha man, you know, a stepdad is a man who steps up. You know, the guy who's prepared to take on my children, that's my definition of alpha. Okay, so you're defining alpha as that. Is that the actual objective definition of alpha? Maybe not. Maybe you could argue that the guy who just goes around the world and smashes a load of girls and has a fantastic time, is that not alpha? You would argue not, because that's irresponsible, but that's another type of alpha. So that's the first thing. Secondly, I was actually on another podcast last night. I was talking to one of the girls there. She's got a couple of kids, okay? And she said that she's just recently got together with a dude, okay? They've been together 2 months. It's a long distance relationship, okay? Because he's in a different state. And he's already said to her, I want to marry you and I want to look after your kids after 2 months. Is that the action of an alpha male? Or is that the action of a guy who's needy and is saying that because he's desperate to secure the box?
That's different from my scenario. We dated
completely different to your scenario. But I'm just saying that somebody saying I'm prepared to look after your kids is not in itself necessarily indicative of alpha traits. It could actually be indicative of the opposite.
Let me get McQueen's thoughts here. McQueen, are you being sold on becoming?
He's not. He doesn't want.
Absolutely not.
He doesn't take care.
I'm not hearing none of this shit, really.
You got the simplest answers.
They're not playing this game.
No, because it's just like, how are you going to tell me I'm not alpha because I don't like your fucking kids?
Well, it goes back to sign language, right? Shame, insult, guilt that need to be right. They feel like they need to demonize your preferences, but theirs can be celebrated. Yay, girl, you're a single mom. It's all good. Loki, do you want some jerky? Bree, sit. Wait. Go to your place. It's just was so funny to me. It's like, what's more secure versus insecure? Is it more secure for a man to set a boundary and say, hey, I am risking losing you because I've set a boundary and I have a preference that I am not willing to sacrifice? Is that more secure? Or is it more secure to be like, yeah, baby, go do whatever you want. It doesn't matter. I don't have any preferences. I don't have any boundaries. I don't have any standard. You go do whatever you want, baby. It does not even matter. What's more secure? I think the guy that's risking losing you to withhold his boundaries and standards and expectations is more secure and more alpha than a guy that's just willing to let you do whatever. So to her argument, or to what she was saying, like, is more like a real alpha man will watch after my kids? No, in no way, shape, or form. A real alpha will go out there and find a woman he can build his own life with. You gave up the highest honor, your womb, your body to another man, and you're telling me, by being a single mom, what you're telling me is that he wasn't good enough to stay with. So what that tells me is you're not worthy of staying with. And they don't see it this way. They don't see it as, oh, my value actually goes down because I have a kid and I didn't stay with the guy I had a kid with. It just tells us that your decision-making skills are trash. They're horrible. You went out there, cracked your legs for a dude that wasn't worthy of being a husband, but you gave him the highest honor of a child? That doesn't speak very highly of you.
I feel like a really solid alpha is, it can put up a really good risk-benefit analysis, right?
There you go.
So if the woman is a great exception to the rule, you freaking head over heels more than anything you've ever felt in your life, that could be different. Yeah. But for the average...
But you're talking about the exception, and the exception doesn't make the rule. And how many women out there on the dating market right now are just so exceptional that they're just single moms because the dad was trash? No, more than likely, they've got their flaws too.
Average single mother that you meet, a very basic risk-benefit analysis that you could look on data that's already available, you could look at the situation that you're presented with, probably not the safest route to go.
I think the truth is that's what we're all doing.
And that's right. And that's a normal thing to do. That's a response.
These men are all like business-related and like creators or have businesses. Like they do risk analysis all the time. And dating a single mom or marrying a single mom is like hitting on 20 during a blackjack game. It's a bad deal. I'm not doing that. Why would I want to play another man's safe game and try to raise your snot-nosed brat where I have 0% authority? None. You're not going to... Like, you guys have probably seen these interviews on podcasts where they're like, would you let the stepdad come in and spank your child? And the girl's like, absolutely not. Duh. Well, then exactly. Like, if you wouldn't let him spank your kid, then he can't discipline the kid. If that's what he feels like he wants to do is spanking or some other form of discipline, if you're not willing to let him do that, then you're not submitting to his authority, which that's what, like, it's so crazy to me, bro. And then for me, it's always like when I see a single mom, it just tells me that I'm next. Like, if you didn't even stay with the guy you gave a baby with, you held his baby for 9 months, you had the child, that's a pretty big ordeal. If you couldn't even stay with him, I'm probably up next on the chopping block, because single moms, here's what they do. They prioritize themselves, then their child, then you. A good submissive feminine woman will prioritize you, herself, then the children. I'm just saying, a lot of single moms won't prioritize their man. They prioritize their kids. They try to protect their kids instead of praising their man and saying, yes, you lead, I'll follow. That's why most guys just don't give a single moms, because of these guys we're talking about earlier. You should be glad I'm giving you a chance. You should be happy. You should be blessed. You should be so thankful to be with a single mother like me who's so feminine. Like, bro, get out of here, bro. This is why I say avoid single moms like the plague. Am I right, Loki, or am I right? Exactly. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. Sorry I'm a little under the weather. I'm a little stuffy, but I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe. Go cop the 2 ebooks, The 4 Pillars of Personality and The 4 Steps of Style that make you irresistible to women and respected by men. I'll see you guys tomorrow, man. Peace.